Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Bike Radar Podcast, brought to you by the team behind BikeRadar.com, Cycling Plus, and MBUK magazines. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe. And if you can do so, leave us a rating on your podcast provider of choice. It really helps us reach other cyclists like you.
Hello, and welcome to this special episode of the Bike Radar Podcast. I'm Ashley Quinlan, Senior Tech Editor for all things road and gravel across Bike Radar. At the start of February, I was whisked away to southern Spain to visit Pinarello to get an inside look at the brand's new F-Series and X-Series bikes. You can read all about those on BikeRadar.com now, including my first ride review of the new F7 bike that I've come to think of as the Baby Dogma. But to get a better idea of the design thinking behind both F and X bikes, I took the chance to sit down with Maurizio Bellin, a former pro rider himself, who is Pinarello's chief of operations, taking overall responsibility for the brand's product development and production technologies. A quick note, this interview was recorded in a hotel room out at the launch event, so a quick apology now from me if the sound quality is a little below our usual standards. With that in mind, let's crack on.
I am joined by Maurizio Bellin. Maurizio, is that, have I pronounced your surname right?
Yeah, Bellin, but that's right, yeah.
Bellin, I remember that. So Maurizio, you lead the product development essentially at Pinarello, and thank you for taking some time to sit down with us to have a chat. As this podcast goes out, we will have announced and broken the news of the new F-Series and the new X-Series of road bikes from Pinarello. So tell us, who are these bikes designed for?
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ash. It's a great opportunity for me to be on a Bike Radar podcast. I'm also quite excited. So I'm sorry if, and forgive me if I'm not, maybe I'm too
enthusiasm
excited.
Is great. Enthusiasm is great. We love
That's
that.
That's the right word for me now. Yeah. Let me come back at your question, because it's pretty easy for me to tell you the right consumer for those two different bikes.
Sure.
So everything started from the question from our side to build some bikes able to embrace people that want race on that bike, and people that just want to add the performance, the racing performance at a more comfort approach for an endurance performance. So we created, and the only answer that we had was created two different geometries. Mm-hmm. So everything starts from the geometry point of view, because we strongly believe that geometry is the point of difference for a bike.
Yes.
Because it really speaks for the user. The right geometry, to find the right geometry with the right sizes. That's the reason, because even F and X series have 9 sizes, which is quite a lot number of sizing if you consider those bikes are mid high-end bikes. The geometry for F-Series are really linked to Dogma F experience. I'm not here to talking about the 70 years of history of Pinarello, the 30 Grand Tour victories and so on, but I'm here to say there's a direct link in terms of geometry between Dogma F and F series. And this link is made by racing, competition. For those people that want to have a racing experience with the bike, to have the maximum effort on the bike, the pro handling of the bike with the same rake angles of the pros. On the other end, there's a big market out there for people that they want, they need a Pinarello performance bike, but with a kind of geometry able to help them to keep performing at a high level, adding the comfort in that geometry. And for us, performance together with comfort means endurance. And that's the reason because we started with X project. X stands for cross between performance and comfort, which is for us endurance. So this is the difference compared between F series and X series, the geometry. Then, of course, we have a lot of technical innovation behind F series and X series. But mainly the biggest difference is the geometry with 9 sizes for each models with the different consumers for all of them.
So, you know, we're talking here about essentially a race bike, and we're also talking about an endurance bike here, which sounds refreshingly simple. And, you know, those geometries then, the usual differences that you might expect, I suppose, apply, you know, increased stack height on the X series. So you're a little bit higher up, a little bit more relaxed, and a shorter reach as well. Are these all things that, how do they compare? Maybe that's the better question. How do they compare to the F series? We've got some, you've had some millimeters that you showed me.
Yeah. Well, let's say it's a kind of a mix together with other different technology, because of course the reach and the stack are the biggest difference if you look at the geometry.
Yeah.
But is that something related and combined together with the geometry? For example, considering the last technology that we have in the market, which is the tubeless tire. So a bigger tubeless tire, 32 size for X, help the geometry together with the design itself of the frame, the flexi stays on the chain stay, for example. So geometry, tubeless technology, and the design helps X series to approach that consumer. Okay, so it's not only reach and stack, which obviously are different, okay?
Yes.
So if I have to talk about the main difference geometry-wise in a podcast, yes, reach and stack are the main difference, but together with the mix that I just told you.
Yes.
While F-Series is a pure competition, so the rake of the fork, the angles, the chain stay length is everything is built to perform with no compromise in terms of geometry.
And the position a rider could expect, I'm talking about the F series now specifically, because that's the one I've been riding today and probably the one I'll take out tomorrow morning as well before I fly back to the UK. But that the F series then is, you'd expect that to be a race bike. So it will be ridden by your under 23 pro riders, I believe, or neo pro riders, basically everyone but Team Ineos, who will still ride the Dogma F. Am I correct in saying that?
Correct.
Excellent. Good.
But by the way, today I rode with you, Ash, and you look great on the F.
Oh, thanks.
Like a pro.
Like a pro. Good. Well, I'll wait to see the photos that come out of it. That's very kind of you to say so. I know that's not true. I know that I'm about twice the size of a pro. But that's very kind of you to say. So, you know, in terms of DNA, and we talk, you know, we've spoken a lot about, you know, Pinarello makes a lot about its history and its track record of success. All of these bikes look quite similar to the naked eye, or to someone who isn't really keenly focused on the geometry changes. If you look at them, you've still got a lot of those design features that the Dogma has made so famous. You know, your asymmetrical designs, your on the star wavy forks at the front, for example, all of that has stayed. So is it a case of trying to maximize the lessons you could take out of the Dogma, or did you go with a clean sheet of paper and you just happened to land at the same thing?
To answer at this question, I have to say we made a lot of research, and we consider the job that we did on Dogma as a game changer. Mm-hmm. Something that helped the DNA of Pinarello to grow and build a kind of unique and icon design that everyone can see a Pinarello bike. I was with a colleague of you from Japan a few minutes ago, and I was telling him a right example in order to support this theory. One of the most best-seller color of Pinarello is black on black. We call it BOB.
I think that's what I read today.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stealthy looking bike, that one.
But you know why? Because I guess Pinarello is one of the fewest brands in the world that you can really ride a black on black frame with a black Pinarello logo that anyway, all the other guys, all the people, or everyone understand it's a Pinarello.
Immediately by looking at the silhouette.
Mm. And if you compare this exercise to all the others, it's very difficult because you think to a competitor, a black on black color, it's very difficult to recognize the brand of that bike.
Mm.
So this is just to explain you how we are visible in our design. And that's the reason, because it's a part of a legacy that we are bringing toward F-Series and X-Series. But then, of course, if you look into the details, you can see, even if the unique design is still there, there are a lot of difference compared to Dogma, for example.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Well, yes, I suppose, I mean, actually, I look at the F7 that I've been riding, because there are new tiers within these series. So we talk about the F series and the X series. There are different tiers within this. And I suppose it looks very much like a Dogma. You could mistake it for a Dogma. We're lucky enough to have some Team Ineos riders staying at the same hotel. Tom Pidcock is here, for example. And he, you know, I've seen his bike downstairs as well. And it's apart from obviously the Ineos branding, the silhouette of it is incredibly similar. So I guess what I'm getting at is, under the skin, are you buying a Dogma light, or are you buying a bike that is essentially a Dogma?
Well, I just want to say, mainly because I saw many Dogmas every day in Treviso painted, sure, from my colleagues.
Yeah.
Or I'm very familiar with Dogma silhouette. I mean, I just want to invite you to see F-Series and Dogma F frames combined together. You will see instead a lot of difference.
Sure.
So there are so many features that Dogma has, for example. And I'm talking about the down tube. So you have... on Dogma, you have two shapes, more aero. You have more sharp angles. You have a different carbon material, which is makes Dogma lighter and more aero because of the design is completely different. So even if from a very quick look, yes, you're right. From a quick look, they could be a kind of similar, but they are not. They are not, completely not. They are completely different in details. and of course in the carbon fiber. So totally the performance of Dogma is still completely different in terms of weight and aerodynamic because of those small details, different small details.
So tell us about some of those small details or quite fundamental details. You know, we'll talk about carbon, I think, but you know, those small details that are different, what is different? And I suppose not what are you getting on the Dogma that you're not getting on the F-Series, but what does the F-Series provide you? Let's approach it that way.
Yeah, okay. So the F-Series provide a good aerodynamic, mm-hmm. the same handling of Dogma. That's the only thing that F-Series can provide you mm-hmm. at the same level of Dogma, which anyway we're talking about a high-end bike because F-Series is an high-end bike. Mm-hmm. So my first, position is the feeling, is the handling, because it shares the same geometry, the same rake, so you have quite a similar feeling on than Dogma. But then, of course, the different weight, the different carbon fiber give you a completely different answer in terms of stiffness, mm-hmm. okay, in terms of sprinting, in terms of the way the bike supports you on the climb, which is the big difference that you have on Dogma. I mean, when you climb with Dogma, especially when you are on the pedals, you can see the lighter fork and the lighter front part of the frame compared with F-Series, which is still a racing bike. So aerodynamic wise, is definitely a great bike.
Mm. And you talked about carbon there, and I'll return you to it quickly. So the Toray carbon that you're using, the grading has, I don't want to say dropped, but you know, objectively speaking, it has. With this, you know, you've got three different models of the F-Series: the F9, the F7, and the F5. And the F9 and F7, I believe, have one grade of carbon, or you know, woven with one grade of carbon. And then the F5 is more.
Yeah.
Entry level is the wrong term, I suspect, but you know, for the F range, the entry point to that range, that is, you know, that's a lower grade of carbon. What carbon are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about T900 carbons for F9 and 7, mm-hmm. and T700 for F5. The main difference, Ash, is the weight.
Yeah.
Okay, from a really superficial point of view. But then there's a slightly difference in terms of stiffness, mm-hmm. because of course F9 and 7 are high-end frames anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason because we choose this carbon fiber, and the F5 is still a racing bike, but in that case we can add some weight, we can lose a bit of stiffness. But as you said, I even don't want to talk about an entry-level bike because all our amateur teams are using F5 because the handling, the feeling is really high-end in terms of really of answers on the tarmac.
And I think you're sort of hitting upon a point there that my colleague Simon von Bromley, who works as our senior tech writer, he feels, and I think rightly so, that aero is probably more important and overall performance is more important than lightweight. If you're searching for 200 or 300 grams, let's say, over the whole bike, you know, that's not an awful lot of, you know, difference. And if you're getting the performance still in terms of stiffness and aero, that's a good thing.
Well, Ash, this is a good point. This is the greatest point because Pinarello started to work in this direction since the beginning when we created Dogma while the competitors start to make an aero bike and a climb bike. We immediately decided to work toward one direction, and which is the same for F-Series project. And the one direction was the efficiency, because of course the bike has to be lightweight, because no question you have to be lightweight, but the efficiency is more important than the weight only. Okay, so the way you ride, the aerodynamic. So the bike has to be efficient. That means light, fast, aero, stiff, a mix of everything. And I'm here to prove, look at now the Prost bike. They are not anymore at 6.8 kilos. They are 70.2, 70.3. Why? Because they prefer to use tubeless tires instead of tubular because tubeless are more efficient. So in terms of efficient, the pros, all of them are proving us that a bike at 7.2, 7.3 is faster than a 6.81.
In terms of a total system speed?
Yes. If the 6.8 miss the aerodynamic, miss the stiffness, so you have a watt dispersion, you don't have shock absorbing. So it's a mix of many things to make a bike fast.
And you made a point about this when you gave us our initial presentation, but you talked about tire clearances.
Yeah.
The F, I believe, has 13 millimeter tire clearance, officially tire clearance, and the X series, which we'll talk about in just a moment, has 32 millimeters of tire clearance. I mean, these numbers, shall we say, are not groundbreaking. Other brands produce those numbers, and some go wider, some go to 34. For even for race bikes and aero bikes. But I think the point is you seem to have landed on sort of a middle ground of optimizing that performance, rather than saying it's more aero than it is lightweight or more lightweight than it is aero. And the compliance that you can get out of that system is optimized with the tubeless tire at 30 millimeters, or in the case of the Endurance X bike, in 32 millimeters. That seems to be what I understand it to be. So maybe more isn't always better.
Yeah, that's completely true. I mean, we optimize the choice to get that size of tubeless tire. Also because if we increase the size, for example, on F-Series, if we increase the size of the tire, then we have aerodynamic less performance on the front one because of the fork. Then we have a longer chainstay. Because of the size of the tire, and the longer chainstay, it give come back at the geometry point where the match, the completely, you have to think about the geometry of a bike. I used to say is a complex dish made by a chef. If you put a lot of a different ingredient, it's completely different plate and different taste. To have a longer chainstay, because we need a bigger tubeless tire, it was not the aim that we need for that user.
No, it would change the handling for that user.
Completely,
It may even change the aerodynamics slightly. Yes. Yeah. In fact, it probably would do because the bike system has changed.
Exactly.
And then you'd have the same at the front. If you had to open the fork crown a little bit more, the stiffness changes.
Exactly.
This is me just thinking.
So the balance on F-Series saying the 30 millimeters is, it comes from that analysis and study.
Yeah.
Optimized for that bike, for that user.
Let's switch tack then very quickly. I know you're a very busy man and you've got other people that you need to go and see. Let's talk about the X series just briefly. I may get a chance to ride it tomorrow. I may not. Otherwise, we look forward to seeing one of those on Bike Radar for a review soon. But obviously, this is your endurance bike. I suppose maybe not many people view Pinarello as an endurance bike kind of brand. So if someone's looking at this bike and saying, yes, I would love to own a Pinarello. This looks like the new endurance bike, and this looks like, you know, taller stack, and we talked about it earlier, and other modifications, flexi stays at the back to make it more compliant. Sounds perfect. Is someone going to be buying an endurance bike at its core, or someone going to be buying a bike that is a race bike made to feel a bit more like an endurance bike? Where on that side of the fence are they looking?
Yeah.
Because there's such a range right now. With endurance bikes, you can go all the way to all road, you know?
Exactly. No, this is a good question, Ash, because For Pinarello, making an endurance bike is still me making a performance bike. Okay.
Yeah.
So we started since the beginning of the process to think about a performance bike.
Mm.
Okay. But just thinking to people that they want a performance bike lasts for hours. Okay, because we started to get from the markets the feedback that the competition geometry for us is quite tough.
Yeah,
for many people. I mean, starting people that they are not young anymore, or they come back from a surgery, or they just want to have a more pleasure on the bike.
Yeah,
but keeping the performance, keeping the stiffness, keeping the Pinarello DNA. So that's our way to interpret the endurance concept, okay? So we just want to give to those people a performance bike able to let them stay more on the bicycle in terms of hours, in terms of timing, in terms of performance till the end of the riding. Because some people, they ride 4 hours, and in the last 30 minutes, they start to feel bad. The pain back on the back. Yeah.
Shoulders are tense because they're too low down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Been there, my friend.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm here as well.
Yeah.
I'm 40 and I can tell you I start to feel something that I never feel before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true. Why I have to feel pain the last 30 minutes if I want to keep riding 4 hours?
Mm, yeah.
That's obviously something related to my geometry. Mm. Not even my position, but the completely geometry of the bike. But I still want to perform.
Yeah, you want to get the most out of yourself.
Yeah, so that's exactly what X stands for.
Mm. Yeah, and I suppose, I mean, it's endurance bikes in that approach. You could argue that, you know, you have backache on your bike for the last half an hour on a bike that's too aggressive for you, or with the geometry that's too aggressive for you in a ride position. You know, that route, that doesn't just affect your ride, it affects you after your ride as well. If you're stiff and you don't then want to ride the bike again for another week because you're so stiff or tight and or you're struggling, or you've got lower energy because the bike you had before was racy, and so you were. In the UK, I should tell you, the roads are a lot worse than they are here in Spain, where we've been riding these bikes. So it's important to have that extra clearance and that extra compliance, because it makes the ride easier and actually makes you faster over the course of a longer ride, I think.
And that's the reason, because we kept aerodynamic filters on X Series, okay, like the fully integrated cables on the front. We analyzes deeper into the details the mix between 32 tires, tubeless tires, plus the flexi stay, which give you, in terms of vertical stiffness, the feeling to just go straight and smooth while you're on a bad tarmac quality. Okay, because this is also a big difference to have a bike that is able to absorb the vibration from the tarmac, because at the end of the day, those vibrations from a competition geometry are the vibration that start to make pain on your body.
Yeah.
So it's a completely balance of them.
Yeah. Look, Maurizio, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ash.
Look, we look forward to seeing new product launches in the future from Pinarello. I know that there could be some coming in the near-ish future. We look forward to those, whatever they may be. And thank you for your time. And we'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Bike Radar podcast. If you've not done so already, please subscribe and share with your friends, or leave us a rating if you've enjoyed this episode.